USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
The airline employee who stole a plane from Seattle Tacoma Airport and performed some high-flying stunts before dying in the fiery crash has been identified as 29-year-old Richard Russell. Officials say he did not have a pilot's license. Former Marine fighter pilot Colonel Steve Gagnier tells ABC.
You can go out and buy for $60 online at a very high-fidelity simulator on your home computer. This guy had never flown an airplane, and he was actually making some really nice, safe, very professional-looking kinds of aerobatic maneuvers. It's quite remarkable.
Firefighters announced progress against Southern California's Holy Fire Saturday. 17,000 homes in Riverside and Orange counties are still under mandatory evacuations, but some Lake Elsinore families were allowed to return home.
Thank you for all the firefighters. They did good job for us. Thank God. We okay. We safe. And thank you, guys.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Charlottesville, Virginia, preparing for another day of protests on the first anniversary of violent clashes between rival protesters. So-called Antifa activists rallied in downtown Charlottesville on the first anniversary of violent clashes between rival protests that left one woman dead. Saturday's protest march paused for a moment of silence at the site where Heather Heyer was killed while protesting a white nationalist rally last year. At Saturday's protest, Lisa Wolfork, a University of Virginia professor and Black Lives Matter organizer, said the heavy police presence at this year's protest is an overreaction.
I and many other residents see this as an overcompensation for the gross negligence that law enforcement had last year when they stood by as bystanders as people brawled in the streets.
A school bus carrying 17 children and 19 adults overturned and rolled on the New Jersey Turnpike Saturday evening. Mayor Ross Baraka says they were returning home from a picnic outing sponsored by City Hall. A severe storm may have contributed to that accident. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The owners of the New Mexico compound where many children were found living in filthy conditions said they told the authorities well before they were discovered. Jerry Hogreff, Taos County Sheriff, on why the police didn't immediately search the property.
We would not have valid right to be there, and therefore the fruits of the unlawful tree would have come into play, and we would have lost anything that we could have possibly been able to criminally charge.
Four adults were arrested while the body of a boy was discovered on the property. New tariffs are starting to impact the construction industry, as we hear from USA's Wendy King.
President Trump's tariffs on lumber and other imported construction materials are making it more expensive to rebuild homes lost to wildfires and other natural disasters. The tariffs come at a time when several other factors are also driving up building costs. The California Building Association says the president's tariffs could add $20,000 to the cost of a new home, and that could make rebuilding homes unaffordable for some, especially those with inadequate insurance policies.
The president has responded directly for the first time to his former advisor, Omarosa, who calls him a racist in her new book. The former reality show villain rose up to the highest-ranking African-American in the White House, only to be fired late last year. According to the Washington Post, which has an advanced copy of her book titled Unhinged, she claims that Trump is a, quote, racist bigot and misogynist. The White House, bashing her book, called it, quote, riddled with lies and false accusations. For USA Radio.